This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
It's time to catch a cheater.
Only on the Jubal Show.
If you want to win the Jubal Show's trip to the Caribbean, you got to listen at 8:10. Sophia is on the phone today for To Catch a Cheater, and she's been with her boyfriend Cole for 6 months, long distance for 3 months, and now she thinks that he might be cheating. So we're going to see if we can catch him in just a second. But first, Sophia, tell us what's going on with you and Cole.
Hi. Thank you so much for hearing me out. Hopefully we can sort this out. It's been kind of like really, really hitting me. I'm just so confused at this point. So like Cole and I have been together about 6 months now, and everything was going so great. And then a few months in, he had to move overseas to London, actually, for work. And he was like, we got this. We can do long distance. We talked about, like, possibly maybe me coming there at some point. But we've been doing, like, the long distance thing for a few months now. And it was about a couple weeks ago, like, things really started to take a turn. And I just, like, suddenly started to stop hearing from him as much. I mean, I would sometimes go days without really properly speaking to him. Like, there might be a text message or something, but I mean, he won't answer my calls. But I'll see that he's, you know, like responding to other people on Instagram too, just just not responding to me. Okay. And he keeps saying that he's been really busy with work. So I think that what happened is that he met somebody over there, possibly, and he's just like doing this like slow fade thing maybe, but I'm really hoping it's not, because he swears that, you know, he's just, you know, really busy with work. But then I'm also seeing him like super active on social media and even responding to like stuff that my friends will post or memes that are sent to him by like our mutual friends. So I just don't understand why he's not communicating with me directly.
I can understand why your mind would go like right to that place. I just wonder, I mean, this is for all of us too. You know, when we see people being active on social media and it's just like a like or an emoji or whatever here and there, it shows us that they're active and they're looking. But when you have to respond or talk to somebody that you care about, that's more of like a paragraph. That's like a longer communication. So I don't know, maybe that just takes more effort. And he really is, you know, working and tired. This is just, you know, benefit of the doubt, but it is something to think about because sometimes we're wrong.
Yeah. And I'm really hoping that I am just like a little bit paranoid about it and that it's just taking time to adjust, you know, with the long distance and everything. But we already only get, you know, a few hours out of our day to like really connect with each other. So with the time zone change and everything. So that's why I'm just really hoping to try and, I don't know, maybe see if I can get a little bit more clarity at least.
That's really hard. Jubal, have you ever done long distance?
Yeah. No. I haven't.
I was going to ask him for some like real, you know, how to stay connected when you're far apart advice.
I did long distance. Well, I did. I had broken up with my girlfriend when I moved away for a job, but she still thought we were together. Oh. I made it very clear we were broken up though.
Oh.
But that was a very toxic situation, which like all my relationships have been. So I guess I was in a long distance relationship. I just didn't know it.
Okay, got it. Well, let's just, well, we know that Sophia's man knows it. Yeah. So yeah. Different story. I digress.
Well, you told us what grocery store he's a rewards card member of here, even though he lives in London. So we'll call and just say that he still won flowers to be delivered to anywhere in the world.
In the world, yeah. We'll see if he
sends them to you or to somebody else, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Play a song, come back, and get your To Catch a Cheater next.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
It's time to catch a cheater.
Only on the Jubal Show.
If you're just joining us for To Catch a Cheater, Sophia is on the phone and she thinks that her boyfriend of 6 months named Cole might be cheating on her. So we're going to see if we can catch him in just a second. But before we do that, Sophia, why don't you catch everybody up on your situation?
Yeah, so we've been together for about 6 months now, and then about 3 months ago, he had to move for London for work, and we agreed to do long distance, but a few weeks ago, he just went kind of MIA. It has been really unresponsive to me, but just also very active on social media and responding to other people, just like kind of ignoring me, and this is very not like him and not like us, so I'm hoping to try and get some clarity on that.
Okay, so we're going to call him and pretend to be from the grocery store that he's a rewards card member at here, and do the usual, say that he won 36 long stem red roses to be delivered to anywhere in the entire world, and we'll see if he sends them to you or to somebody else. You ready?
I think I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to call him right now.
Hello?
Hi, this is Jordan calling from... I was looking for our rewards card member named Cole...
Yeah, that's me. Yeah, what can I do for you?
Cole, congratulations. You're this month's big winner. Don't hang up. It's not a marketing call. Congrats.
Oh, that's weird. Okay, weird. What did I win?
Well, maybe you haven't seen the signs, but every single month we choose one rewards card member at random who gets free flowers delivered anywhere they want, absolutely free. You just won 36 long stem red roses, a box of candy, and a card to be delivered anywhere to anybody you want, anywhere you want, absolutely free. It's actually a $312 value.
Okay, so I mean, this is going to sound weird, but I actually moved, I live in London now, and I haven't lived there in like 3 months, so I mean, it might be my ex, she might have been using my account, so, well, you know, how about we pass it on to the next person and give them the gift,
you can still get the flowers delivered?
No, that's all right, I'll talk, thank you so much, bye.
Did he hang up?
I think so. Sophia, I think he hung up, so I'm going to try to call him back, but maybe it's the flowers being over here thing. I'm just going to tell him who it is. and see what happens.
Okay.
Is that cool?
All right. Yeah. I think that'll, that's okay.
Okay. Here we go. I'm going to try again.
Hello.
Hi, Cole.
Is this the grocery guy, whatever?
No, it's not, actually. Please don't hang up. My name is Jubal. I host a radio show called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Cole. The whole show's here. I'm Nina.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
Oh, well, okay.
I don't know if you ever listened to the show. We're not on the air in the UK, in London town. Yeah. but that was me calling you from pretending to be from the grocery store. So we do a segment on the show called To Catch a Cheater, where if you think your significant other might be cheating, you try to see who they send flowers to. And your girlfriend Sophia is actually on the phone right now.
Wait, you're calling me because she thinks I'm cheating? That's freaking insane. That's crazy that she thinks that I'm the one that's cheating.
Sophia?
Well, why is that so crazy? I mean, you haven't spoken to me in weeks. Like, I'm just trying to understand what's going on.
Well, first of all, I was busy, and then you know what? Like last week, Mark, he let me know that he sent me a screenshot of your profile on Tinder.
Oh.
What?
Why are you? Do you think I'm cheating? All I do is work.
I don't have
time to cheat.
I'm not on it. Like, I don't know what your friend sent you, but I'm not actively on Tinder. Like, I used to have it before you and I got together, but then we got together and then I just deleted it. So the account might be still there, but like, it's got to be an old profile. I don't use Tinder. I don't have it. So I don't know what you're talking about.
The picture is from that beach day that we had, like 2 days before I left. Remember, we went to the beach. That's where that picture's from 2 days before I left. So now it's an old profile that has a recent picture. Yeah, I don't think so.
So what? You were just gonna like never speak to me again and like not actually communicate with me or talk to me or anything? You just saying that that's okay?
No, I was trying to find the words to tell you that you are a terrible person and that I think that you're better off finding someone on your little Tinder app, because that's what you deserve, is that someone that's going to sleep with you and give you herpes.
What?
Oh, you know? What?
Whoa.
Wow.
That escalated really fast.
Well, are you seeing somebody else or not? Like, what's going on?
Never. I've never once even talked to another woman since we started dating. Never.
Okay, cool. Well, whatever then. I guess I should just go back on Tinder then.
Wait, Sophia, are you on Tinder then or not? Like, can we be honest here for a second?
Yeah, but like not to look for dates.
Why are you doing then?
I'm just looking to connect with people since, you know, Cole left. Like, he's gone and Sophia. I don't have very many friends here. Like, a lot of our friends are kind of scattered and busy or with their partners, and mine was, I thought, you know, who I thought was still my partner, you know, is thousands of miles away. So I was just using it to try and connect with people.
Which I totally get, but there's something called Bumble BFF.
Yeah.
Or other apps just for friends. Tinder's,
that's more for
different.
Well, okay, then I don't know. I don't know what to do now. Like, I don't know. This has like kind of gone completely derailed. So I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, Cole, if Sophia's not cheating on you, are you still freaking out?
I can't believe anything she says, and at this point, I don't think that there's any way to repair this. So, Sophia, have a nice life.
Wow.
Bye.
Ooh. Wow.
He's gone. Yeah, he hung up. Sophia, it is weird to be on Tinder if you're in a relationship.
Well, I guess, but I mean, I think that's to each their own. He could have also like talked to me. He also owes me like $200, so maybe you can get that out of him.
We'll see. I don't know if I can do that, but, good luck though. Hey, at least you guys were together for 6 months, not like, you know, super long.
Now, you know.
Yeah, true. Yeah. I guess maybe I dodged a bullet too. I don't know.
You already got a jump start on Tinder, so.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, yeah. All right. Well, thank you.
Yep. Bye.
Good luck.
Bye.
Hey.
The Jubal Show's to catch a cheater.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.